This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Captain John Reagan's with us. John, this the first thing that we're going to do this hour is pretty upsetting. You know, we talk about famine, so please continue.
Well, you know, in school, especially the public school, I have no idea how bad it is today, but even when I was going, you had a sanitized history. And part of that's probably reasonable. There's certain topics that are not necessarily appropriate for small children. But by the time you get to college, some of that gets taken care of, and you get a little bit deeper into other nuances of history. But I think there's some that either get lost or forgotten. And the horrors of war and communism really have kind of been left by the wayside. And all these young people we had this last election that, you know, thought socialism is great, communism is great, and capitalism is bad. Well, I think you can be sure that they have no idea what happened in the past. And this article, which was published in the Daily Mail, The Communist Cannibals, Shocking Images Reveal the Deprivation Suffered by Peasants Forced to Eat Humans During the 1920s Russian Famine. This was 1921-22, after World War I and before the Depression started in the United States. And a lot of this was caused by the politicians. Lenin would seize food. It affected 30 million people, at least 5 million died. And there's a lot of pictures in here, and you know, nobody's having a great time. And I think if you would go back before this was done to them, if you ask them, is there any situation where you would ever consider eating another human being? I would imagine it, if not 100%, nearly 100% would say, no, there's no way that could ever happen. And then this is what we have as one of the lessons of history. Of course, this isn't the only time. We've got an example here in the United States, the Donner Party that was going from Missouri to California, and they hit some bad weather and had to eat some of their own. Again, if you went to the start of the journey and asked, can you imagine any situation where you would ever eat another human being? I'm sure the answers would be no. This is you know, to me, a big preparedness lesson. We talked about if we have the grid go down, the food supply stops, whatever is available locally will soon be exhausted. You know, the dogs and cats and squirrels and pigeons will disappear before long, too. And around a couple of weeks after the event starts, it's estimated when cannibalism will begin. So, however you want to take it, there's a good chance at some point this is our future, whether it's caused by a man-made action or through a solar CME along the lines of the Carrington event. Vincent?
John, back in the 1950s, right here in our neck of the woods in Missouri, there was a severe drought. And I've talked to some of the natives here, some of the seniors, and they say it's absolutely true that the drought was so severe that you couldn't find a squirrel because they were all hunted. You couldn't find deer. And the farmers who were trying to hold on to their cattle were cutting down trees so that the cows could eat the leaves. So I tested that right here on our farm. There was a tree that was in the wrong place, and it was a small tree. Oh, maybe a couple inches in diameter. And I don't like cutting down live trees. But this one was in the way, and I wanted to see for myself what would happen. And we were in a drought situation a few years ago. It wasn't like the drought of the 1950s, but I cut the tree down, got the chainsaw out, cut it down, and just left it in the field. The cows ate every leaf. In the 1600s, according to Wikipedia, in colonial Jamestown, colonists resorted to cannibalism during a period known as the starving time, from 1609 to 1610. After food supplies were diminished, some colonists began to dig up corpses for food. During this period, one man was tortured until he confessed to having killed, salted, and eaten his pregnant wife. He was burned alive as punishment. If you want to see it, it's in Wikipedia. And that's under incidents of cannibalism. And John, I think you're absolutely right. I think most people wouldn't want to do it. It would be an absolute last resort. But I can see it happening. I absolutely can.
And we've also talked about how in these types of situations that women will sell themselves for food, either for themselves or for their children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not a matter of us just sitting around making conjecture. These are things that have happened in the past, time after time. And it seems like people today are living in denial. You know, this can't possibly happen here in America. We can have debt growing forever without consequence. Food is always going to be there. Energy is always going to be there. And when reality smacks them in the face, it's going to be a whole new world, and unlike how things were in the past. Now, anybody, you know, under 30, probably even under 40, no longer have any kind of skills that our ancestors used to have in just taking care of day-to-day life.
There's a post on the internet. I'll put a link to it. It says, and we've talked about this, John, several times. Millennials millennials lack the basic survival skills compared to older generations. And it says here that a survey shows that millennials are missing out on practical skills such as map reading, fishing, you know, or fishing compared to their grandparents' generation. It says more than half of young adults were unable to tie a single knot. 40% had never swum in open water. And that's despite Britain being an island nation. Unbelievable. But they can use their smartphones. That's pretty sad.
And I not remember, only that, they want to go further into technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember being involved with Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and not tying. You know, some of the Boy Scouts would say, why are we doing this? Some of the Cub Scouts would say, why are we tying knots? I tie knots all the time. Every day. Every day I'm tying something up. And sure is a nice skill to have. But I wonder how many of the millennials know some of the skills that Cub Scouts were taught. Seriously. And what are they going to do when their smartphones are no longer powered by electricity because the grid went down? What are they going to do? Are they going to be able to think? Are they going to be able to estimate? Are they going to be able to innovate? Are they going to be able to figure out where the heck they are? Literally, figure out where they are, if they're on the road, and how to get back, if they haven't been there before.
And you know, funny, John. Even doing calculations is going to be quite challenging because sooner or later, every calculator you have is going to break down.
Absolutely.
And most people don't have a slide rule lying around, nor even know how to use it for simple things like multiplication and division. So you're going to be back to doing things with paper and pencil. Of course, you probably don't have much of that stored up either. So it's going to get interesting.
And seriously, one of the things that I find that young people are challenged to do is to estimate. Many of them, and I would say maybe even most of them, don't know how to estimate at all. And ask them how many ounces are in a quart, or how many ounces are in a gallon, or how many quarts are in a gallon, or how many pints are in a quart. Try it. You won't believe it. They don't know. Those of you who are grandparents and have grandchildren in school, ask them. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now, 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan, back to you.
Next up, Hated by the World. And the title on the article is One Christian Killed for Their Faith Every 6 Minutes in 2016. So that works out to 10 an hour. 24-hour day is 240. And over a week, that starts getting fairly close to 2,000 people. And what saddens me so much is you go into a church here in America, good luck on hearing anything about our brothers and sisters in the Middle East. Typically the men are beheaded, and then the women are taken into sex slavery. And I saw one article where these women are praying that God will let them die rather than keep doing the experience that they're having. You know, why can't we have, you know, at least 30 seconds of prayer for what's going on to our Christian brothers and sisters? And, you know, I think a part of that, of course, is that, you know, it's not in our backyard and we don't get news of it unless you reach out to sites that cover what's going on in the world. But I think there's another factor, especially for those that are into the pre-trib rapture side of things. When I talk to people just about the financial state of the union and what's coming, I typically get those on the left that have such faith in government and technology that they don't have to worry about things. And when I talk to those on the right, you know, they'll seem to accept things, but hey, I'm not worried because I'm going to be raptured out of here. Well, if these people aren't being raptured out, what makes you think that you're going to be raptured out just because of a financial collapse? Vincent?
Well, I met someone just like that at a bookstore many years ago. And the owner of the bookstore was talking about our expo and how this customer, this senior citizen, should consider coming to the expo. It's right down the road from where we were in Springfield, Missouri. And she said, you know, what is this thing? What is this expo? And she said, the owner of the bookstore said, well, it's about preparedness. It's about how to prepare, what to prepare, why to prepare, and so forth. And the woman, the customer, said to the owner of the store, honey, I got all the preparedness I need right here. And she had her Bible in her arm. She said, that's all I need. I think that's what you're talking about.
And so
she declined. Yep. I was going to give her a free pass to come to the expo. I offered her a free pass. And she wouldn't take it because she was prepared. She had her Bible.
Now, look at, again, the lessons of history in Europe, World War I, the financial hard times in between, and World War II. And it's some people who believe that the reason that Christianity was on the decline in Europe is because back then they had the same belief, you know, I'm going to be raptured out of here. And instead, all these atrocities took place. And you know, look at the shape of Europe now, and again, we have the lazy, ignorant, unprepared Christians today. And I know we share the same frustration. You know, we really want people to be awake and taking care of their futures, but unfortunately, for some reason, they've got their strong delusion, and it seems to be nearly impossible to get anybody out of that mode.
Yeah, and we talked about this yesterday. You know, preparing, is it a dying art? And I think it's in decline. I was thinking about that today. You know, just before the broadcast, USA prepares. But who's listening? Who's listening? I mean, we could fabricate some hype and say, "Wow, we're growing 10% a day." That's not the case. That's not the case. Not everybody's listening to the message, and I don't know how to fix it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your?
Take my. When you go to the TV
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan, I'm looking at the next link, Trump Land versus Clinton Islands. Wow.
Yeah, somebody took the map of the United States and divided it up, depending on who won the election and by how much. and Trump land. It's a lot of the country, and they call it the Clinton Archipelago. You've got the left coast, especially California. You've got some pockets from, you know, the Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado area. You got deep South Texas, which is northern Mexico. You've got an area of the United States that the blacks want a country of their own. And then you've got the East Coast all the way up north of Florida. And then you have South Florida, which is basically where New York goes to retire. And if it, you know, that's it. And besides the starkness of what you're seeing there, I thought this is good. If you're looking for a preparedness location, check out the Clinton map and make sure that it's, you're not in one of those areas.
You know, I'm looking at this map, John. Literally, if you look at Trump land versus, you know, Clinton land, if you will, or the Clinton Islands, it looks to me that about 90%, maybe more, of the real estate in the United States of America is Trump land. The remaining portion, which would be 10%, at the most, would be Clinton land. And if you look where I am, in Missouri, there's no Clinton land around here. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And how about down where you are? Any Clinton? I don't see any. Do you?
Well, you get some pockets. And it's not represented so much on this map. You can see it on the red and blue map by county. Dallas County has gone totally insane, as has Houston-Harris County. And that's basically true for the whole United States. You know, the big cities, people get more disconnected from the land, more disconnected from God, and they vote for these Democrats.
Yep, I just magnified it, and I see there's a Dallas Island, and there's a St. Louis Island, you know, St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, yep, you're absolutely right. But, boy, there's these little islands of Clintonism are pretty far apart compared to most of the land of the United States being Trump land. That's kind of a good feeling, isn't it?
Unfortunately, the population in those areas is, you know, they have a pretty good density there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it'd be really hard for them to eat without Trump land.
I think if you did a survey, most of them would tell you that, you know, food grows in grocery stores.
Yeah, it does. It does. I've seen it there. John, we've got Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey,
sure.
Listen, I'm just getting in on your show, and I was doing some stuff around the house, and I heard you mention earlier about a possible EMP attack and the consequences or something on that order. I'm a big fan of dystopic movies. Maybe I'm a glutton for punishment, but if you want to get some kind of idea of maybe a worst-case scenario in an apocalyptic situation, check out the movie The Road. Have any of you all ever seen that movie?
Yes.
It's quite horrific. The book is even scarier. But The Road, I mean, it's just like... And also, too, I thought I would mention this. You might want to get him as a guest. And did you read the book 1 second after?
My wife... One minute after?
I think it's 1 second after. That's
okay.
For the EMP attack.
Yeah, my wife read that.
It affects a small town in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The author
my
of the
wife
book.
Read that.
Okay. Well, the author of the book completed his third book in the series, the trilogy, and it's called I forget the name of it, but at any rate, it's 1 second after, and then one day after something, the third one. But he was on Coast to Coast last night, which you might want to get him as a guest. And it's pretty interesting, you know.
Okay.
You should make for a good guest.
Sure.
But I just thought...
Sure, you know, by the way, those are the kinds of scenarios that we talk about here. We talk about the supply chain disruption. We talk about the civil unrest. We talk about each person out for him or herself and how long it's going to take and the supplies that you need to protect yourself from starvation. It's a difficult proposition, and it's almost impossible to do if you live in the city. Would you agree with that, Mike?
Oh yeah, it's extremely difficult. You need a and you can't be a lone wolf either. You need to get up with a survival community of several dozen families where you got each other's back and you can guard each other's property. And it's not the kind of thing to take lightly and think that somehow. It's going to blow over after a few weeks or a couple months.
You know, when you say get together, you know, build a village of several dozen families, maybe, it's darn near impossible. I've never been able to do it. And John Reagan has experience with this as well. I got to tell you that after over 5 years of having a weekly meetup, not monthly, not annually, weekly meetups for over 5 years, I've found that it is absolutely impossible to get people to work together in a real situation. You know, they'll talk about it. They'll talk about, yeah, we're all in this together and we'll help each other. But when it comes time to really helping each other, you look around and you're the only one standing there. I'm very serious about that. And I don't know what it is. Now maybe you can depend on family, but I can tell you it's very, very difficult to have people honor their commitments. John Reagan, do you have any comments on this?
I agree with everything that's been said. It is very, very difficult. And unfortunately, that's one of those things like demographics. You can't just jump in and get things going. If you want to start raising food and you go out and buy some property, it's going to take you at least a year to get that ramped up into a farm. And that's not counting all the skills you're going to need to learn to produce the food. Quite challenging.
So Mike, let's say you're a really good mechanic and you understand machinery better than anyone in your area. 1 second after, you will have lots of friends and they will all want something from you. They'll want you to fix all their problems, and I'm sure that you would be able to do that. But the question is, while you're fixing all their things, what are they doing to help you? And the answer is probably very little. So the equation would be really skewed to their benefit versus being, you know, an equal relationship where, you know, you do things for them, they do things for you. You're all in it together. You're working as a village. And I can tell you that even in Europe, where a village had been built, that village came apart because of individual greed. I can tell you it happened. I know the story. And if one of our instructors decides to come on the air with me and talk about how that happened, how it was built, and how it came apart, we can do that. I'm not going to mention his name or the exact scenario, but I know that a lot of effort went into building a village, and it came apart. It came apart by what I call individual greed. And that's
a
problem.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. People want things for free. So whoever can offer the most free stuff, wins. It's like the two people who are running for class president, you know, in the elementary school. And one says, you know, we want to work together with our teachers. We want to have some input into what we learn. We want to have better educational opportunities. And then the other one says, free ice cream. Everybody gets free ice cream. And who wins? The gal who offers free ice cream.
Sure.
That's the way it works. It's sad.
We got a welfare mentality in this country.
Yeah, we do. We do. And, yeah, you're saying that people think that they are owed something. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And I can tell you that I've got a neighbor who's a great neighbor. And he comes over unannounced. He just shows up. Sometimes he calls and he'll say, I'm coming over. And then we have a cup of coffee and we share things. If we have an excess of things that we grow in our garden, we send them his way. If he has an excess, he sends it our way. If he needs help with some of his machinery, we help him. If we need help, he helps us. He's great. It really works. And no one is saying, listen, I'll help you, but let's see, how much that's going to be? $10. Nobody does that. It's never occurred to us. It's never occurred to him. We just help each other. Because we know going down the road is going to be pretty rough. And we're going to need each other. And we like each other. And we have similar values. But not everybody's like that. Mike, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you know, in case you're wondering about the commercials and what I do during commercials, I'm usually busy picking up the phone and talking to instructors and so forth. And so, as recommended, I called William R. Forston, the author of One Second After. I called his office, and the message is, looks like he's going to be calling me back, and we're going to see if we can get him on the air. So I take your suggestions very, very seriously, and I try to act upon them immediately. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, same to you. Thank you.
I was going to mention there the other book that that gentleman was trying to come up with is Lights Out. But there is another series that is just excellent. We like it a lot. It's called 299 Days. And the series is probably 12 books long, something along that line. The author's name is Glenn Tate. But it's called 299 Days, and it basically goes from an EMP collapse to where there is some semblance of order in a regional area.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something else you might want to check out.
I'll follow up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just you know, just an idea for people if they hear about it and want to get it. My wife has the whole series. It's really good. I haven't got through all of them yet, but I really like it. The first one is excellent. But the other thing I was just going to mention real quick, Vince, and you probably already thought of this, but I thought I'd throw it out there, too. You know, before I'd spend $1,500 on an 80-gallon hot water tank, I would I'd put in a on-demand system for $1,500, and then you're done.
Well, I would do that, too, Kyle. The only thing is I heat our hot water with our outdoor wood furnace. So the only thing that I can think of is a storage tank. So what I do is I have a heat exchanger. Hot water comes in from outside the outdoor wood furnace, comes in, goes through a heat exchanger, which heats the 80 gallons of hot water. So I really don't need gas. I really don't need electricity to heat the hot water. What I really need is a storage tank.
I got you. All right. Okay. Well, I just didn't. I was just thinking about your situation, and we have hot water tanks now. But at the farm where we used to live, we had an on-demand. It was an Aquastar, and at the time it was only like $350 for an on-demand hot water heater, and it was extremely efficient. But Bosch bought them out, and then like doubled or tripled the price. So. Anyway, I'll let John get to maybe his last statement there, but I just wanted to call and tell you guys those things, and I hope you have a great year, Vince. I just love hearing you on the radio, and you too, John. I'll talk to John here in a little while. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, Kyle.
Bye-bye.
John Reagan?
Well, let me take the last one from hour one. This won't help demographics.
Okay. I just, I don't
think we've got a French woman.
Okay.
I'm here.
Good.
We got a French woman that did a 3D printed robot herself, and now she wants to marry it.
Yeah.
So
and,
she describes herself as a proud robosexual.
Yeah. Oh, and what's up with that? I mean, this woman is in love with a machine. And I've been thinking about that. How's that possible? How is it possible that a person could love a machine more than another person? It sounds like this woman's defective to me. What do you think?
There are certain advantages. You know, the robot never leaves the toilet seat up. No underwear strewn around the floor.
Yeah. What about batteries? You know, this thing's got to be plugged in sometime. It's either have to have batteries or a charger or replaceable batteries. And what happens when there are no batteries? What happens when there's lights out? This thing is just going to be a pile of parts. How's that relationship going to work? Boy, people are nuts. John, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are allowed to eat. Yum!